Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The death toll stands at 24 in Nigeria's Kano State. No one's claimed responsibility for Monday's bombings in a Christian area, but Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says it's not too hard to guess.
It bears all the hallmarks of a Boko Haram attack, and in fact, the same Christian area had previously been bombed by Boko Haram in March.
The violence has had an impact on gospel work, but that's where you come in.
Pray for the strengthening of our Nigerian brothers and sisters, that something like this won't take away their courage or won't take away their sense that God is still at work in their country.
Next, a 6.6 magnitude earthquake sent shockwaves throughout northwest China last Monday. Nearly 100 people were killed and over 31,000 displaced. Part of the reason is because the quake hit a people group living in the outskirts of society. Jeff Palmer with Baptist Global Response says the Chinese government imposed restrictions on foreign aid.
Because of the location and the sensitivity there, we'll not be using outside volunteers to help. We'll be using volunteers, but they're local believers.
You can support their efforts at our website. And when Crossroad Bible Institute expanded their prison ministry in Papua New Guinea, they expected to break ground, but they didn't expect to break records. 100% of women prisoners who qualify for CBI's discipleship program recently enrolled. It's a first for CBI, whose satellite campuses reach prisoners in 18 different countries. Pray inmates in the PNG find salvation through Christ alone. Learn more about CBI at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking and helps you understand how you can make a difference. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.